Curious fact number 1. Eminem was a member of several hip-hop groups, including New Jack's, Soul Intent, Outsiders, and D12, before achieving solo success. He also collaborated with Royce da 5 Feet 9 Inches as the duo Bad Meets Evil. Curious fact number 2. Eminem starred in the 2002 film 8 Mile, playing a dramatized version of himself. The song, Lose Yourself, from the movie soundtrack won an Academy Award for Best Original Song, making him the first hip-hop artist to ever win the award. Curious fact number 3. Eminem co-founded Shady Records, which helped launch the careers of artists such as D12, 50 Cent, and Obie Trice. He also established his own Sirius XM radio channel, Shade 45. Curious fact number 4. Eminem's debut album, Infinite, released in 1996, was a commercial failure. One lyrical theme of the album was his struggle to raise his newborn daughter, Hailey, on little money. Curious fact number 5. Feedback that Eminem received about Infinite, such as, "Why don't you go into rock and roll," led him to craft angrier, moodier tracks, influencing the style he later became known for. Curious fact number 6. In 2003, Eminem provided production work for 3 tracks on the Tupac Resurrection soundtrack. He followed this up by producing 12 of the 16 tracks on Tupac's Loyal to the Game album. Curious fact number 7. Eminem's 2004 album, Encore, was successful but not as successful as his previous albums. The first single, Just Lose It, contained slurs directed toward Michael Jackson, causing controversy. Curious fact number 8. Many of Michael Jackson's friends and supporters, including Stevie Wonder, spoke out against the Just Lose It video, which parodied Jackson's child molestation trial and plastic surgery. Stevie Wonder described it as kicking a man while he's down. Curious fact number 9. In 2007, Michael Jackson and Sony bought Famous Music from Viacom, giving Jackson the rights to songs by Eminem, Shakira, and others. Curious fact number 10. Despite the humorous theme of Just Lose It, Eminem's album Encore also explored serious topics with the anti-war song, Mosh, which criticized President George W. Bush. Curious fact number 11. Eminem launched a satellite music channel, Shade 45, on Sirius Radio in 2004, which was described by his manager as essentially a destination to get and hear things that other people aren't playing. Curious fact number 12. In 2005, Eminem began his first US concert tour in 3 years, the Anger Management 3 tour, but cancelled the European leg and entered drug rehabilitation for treatment of a dependency on sleep medication. Curious fact number 13. In 2005, rumors circulated that Eminem was considering retirement and that a double album titled The Funeral would be released. However, a greatest hits album, Curtain Call, The Hits, was released instead. Curious fact number 14. Eminem suggested in 2005 that he might be taking a break as an artist, stating, "This is the reason that we called it Curtain Call, because this could be the final thing. We don't know." Curious fact number 15. Eminem's album Relapse, released in 2009, was a commercial success despite mixed reviews and re-established his presence in the hip-hop world. It sold more than 5 million copies worldwide. Curious fact number 16.